question. I was fascinated by your story about the 1998 MTV Video Music Awards, where you went in that famous dress to make fun of ogling. Answer. It was a middle finger, yes. It was a first appearance after the sexual assault, and I was like, is this what you, unrepeatable on the air, want to see? Let's go. Question. And yet it was completely, answer, misinterpreted. Global slut-shaming. Question. Is there a way that women can own their sexuality without being sexualized? Answer. Yes. Own it. Tell them, stop it. I got so tired of how I speak, I was like, quote, I can't do this individually anymore. I can't. I have to live my life, unquote. I have an album coming out, the other half of the book. And the documentary Citizen Rose is part of the plan. They all started 3 years ago, very much on purpose. I was like, okay, I've got 3 years that I want to devote to this cause. Then I want my life back. Question. You say that you belong to two cults. Answer. Three, if you talk about society. Question. You were born into the notorious Children of God, but why do you call Hollywood a cult? Answer. It's the same language. The messaging was the same. All the messages, really, that are handed down to women. The man is telling you what he wants. It's a propaganda machine. All the Trump voters, they're right about Hollywood. Their impression of it is completely spot on. Ironically, they can't see what's happening in their life and their own cult. Question. You were put in rehabilitation after trying LSD once. You were homeless. You had an eating disorder. Do you worry that you inherited some of your dad's mental health problems? Answer. Of course. The only thing that runs in my family is the urge to destroy oneself. It's a very strange thing when your own brain wants you to die. Final question. People are beginning to say that Me Too has gone too far, that bad dates are now being called assaults. Final answer. Bad dates might be assaults. How does that person, judging from the outside, know what's inside of a girl? We have collective Stockholm syndrome, and the amount of female misogynists is epic.